I'm Lisa, I'm 35 years old, and I'm a volunteer with the Opedom Neighbourhood Association, which runs a composting site and a community garden on Sainte-Croix Hill in the heart of Metz. I'm here with my three-month-old daughter, Nora, because I believe that biodiversity and environmental protection are also about handing down values to young people from generation to generation. Opedom is a cosmopolitan association that brings together lots of people from many different backgrounds. My name's Claire, I'm 55 years old, and I am also a member of Opedom. I too have helped create several community gardens in various neighbourhoods of the city. I think this is very important because in increasingly built-up urbanised spaces, these little corners of nature that we create are real refuges for biodiversity. It's even important on very small plots. I'd say that every square metre counts. The current state of biodiversity is very worrying to me. It's dropping sharply, with many species that are disappearing. But at the same time, we're also seeing growing awareness with a wide variety of new projects and initiatives emerging to counter this trend. That gives me hope. It's true that it's difficult to see biodiversity loss firsthand, but there's been a 68% drop in vertebrate populations within 40 years, and 40% of insect species are declining worldwide. We absolutely must halt this collapse. I grew up in the countryside in a house with a large, very natural garden teeming with insects and birds. And ever since my student days, I've been living a rather urban lifestyle. The lack of nature in the city has always bothered me a lot. So when I came across Opedom, an association committed to greening and improving biodiversity in a neighbourhood in the centre of Metz, I immediately wanted to join them and help to bring nature back to the city. I grew up in the Paris suburbs, in a very, very, very concrete environment. So when I was lucky enough to have my own garden, it was a real revelation. I see a garden as a place where you can appreciate the wonders of nature, find peace and connect with the outdoors as well as with yourself. And it allows you to observe and gain a better understanding of the living world, which we're all part of. That's really what I want to share and make accessible to those around me. Our association manages a composting site in the centre of Metz, as well as a community garden. In addition to these two regular activities, we also carry out one-off initiatives, such as transforming an unused green space into an area for biodiversity. We've planted hedgerows, put up birdhouses, done delayed mowing, and created a flower meadow, for example. And we've seen real improvement in biodiversity in these areas. And it's really great to see residents marvelling at these plants and insects where there used to be nothing but lawn. We're also committed to raising awareness among children who come to the garden and really enjoy themselves. As Lisa says, there are lots of simple things we can do to support biodiversity. To start, we can preserve natural spaces, not only to protect biodiversity, but also for our own well-being. Whether in community or private gardens, we can create refuge areas everywhere. And we can do this with really simple actions. First of all, we can ban all kinds of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and fungicides. Then, for example, we can plant ivy and sow honey plants to feed bees. For our hedges, we can choose shrubs with small berries for birds. We can leave some areas unmown to attract insects, or pile up wood where hedgehogs can spend the winter. We can also provide water sources or create a pond where people can observe dragonflies or frogs. All these things are very simple, but they're also sources of great joy. So there's lots of room for manoeuvre, and we have considerable power to act. Now, let's all get gardening.